The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. Never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today's Wednesday. That is 12th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Urdubehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Al-Isra, verse 53 from the Holy Quran, and then the important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا
And tell my servants to say that which is best. Indeed, Satan induces dissension among them. Indeed, Satan is ever, to mankind, a clear enemy.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As the discussion in the foregoing verses centered around the issues of the origin and the resurrection and the proofs regarding these two main ideological beliefs, here the Quran instructs the manner of conducting a dialogue and disputation with the dissident, especially the pagans, for no matter how elevated in rank this school might be, the power logic will also be rendered useful. But if it is not coupled with correct methods, discussion and disputation, and instead of affection and favor, harshness and rudeness prevail, it will be fruitless.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
On this episode of today's special, we follow this topic, characteristics of Islamic daily life. Ordinary everyday activities can become rewarding acts of worship if a Muslim does them do for the sake of pleasing Allah. Of them, the regular, constant deeds are best. Allah's Messenger said, "The deeds most loved by Allah are those done regularly, even if they are minute." We do not have to do anything extraordinary in our day to obtain divine rewards, but we should establish some daily routine that incorporates not only our daily prayers, but reading the Quran, remembrance of Allah or Azkar, and other simple good deeds. This will bring satisfaction for the heart, heal the soul, and keep the believers on the straight path. Many of us are students or work full-time. We are teenagers, single moms, full-time mothers, or retired from the workforce. Muslims vary. And this means everyone has a unique life and a schedule. But the common spiritual practices of Islam bring harmony and balance in all our lives.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. Of course, the characteristic of Islam among the religions and the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, among the existing interpretations of Islam, is that Islam not only pays attention to the spiritual dimension of man, but also pays attention to the material dimension, and sees the relationship between the material and spiritual dimensions as a close relationship, but interwoven. That if a person faces problems in the material dimension, this can have a serious blow to the spiritual dimension of a person, as well as promotion in the spiritual dimension or degradation in it, in human material life, plays a role. The fact that religious teachings say that if a person's faith becomes strong, his sustenance will be abundant. It is the connection between spirituality and material affairs. كَادَ الْفَقْرُ أَيَّكُنَ كُفْرًا that is, poverty can lead to disbelief. This is the connection between materiality and spirituality.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Can you remember on the previous episodes of today's special, under the title of Islamic Daily Life, we have a short part as daily routines of successful Muslims, and we introduce one routines in every part. Today, we look at the habit of moving our body and eating the right food. Your body is a gift from the Almighty, and you must take care of this gift very carefully. Have a daily exercise routine and avoid all foods that may harm your health both in the short and long run. Some of us will say that they don't have time or money to exercise and eat healthy food, but that is not the case. Exercising or eating healthy meals doesn't require a fancy gym membership or expensive foods. It only requires us to have a minimum of 30 minutes of daily activities and eliminating all toxic foods like sugar and processed food from our diet. From the amazing tips for new Muslims, this is one of them: gaining a connection with the Arabic language. As we read in the Holy Quran, chapter 12, verse 2, indeed we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran that you might understand. Dear brothers and sisters, just because you failed high school Spanish, though, doesn't mean you will have trouble with Arabic. There are many tricks to learning the language, but there are ways to make this easier on yourself. These methods can be found online or in books. With a little research, you can pave your way to gaining an understanding of Arabic. Start by learning the alphabet and connecting letters together. You can learn this in an afternoon if you know someone that is a native Arabic speaker, but go at your own pace. Arabic can be really enjoyable, and you are bound to gain an Islamic vocabulary after listening to talks and lectures. Eventually, you will know meanings of words, and you will be able to use them in conversations with Muslims. Sabr is essential. Sabr means patience, and patience is essential. This is one step. This is one lesson.
One of the famous names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattarul Uyub. Sattar means, you know, covering. Sattarul Uyub means somebody who covers, conceals the defects and the weaknesses of the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He is Sattarul Uyub. In a sense, He knows everything. Miss Imam has really put us at a level that we had to work hard on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about us. Nothing is hidden from Him. There is no ghaib for Him. Alimul ghaibi wa shahada, although in Quran we say, but that is ghaib in relation to us. Ghaib means unseen. Nothing is unseen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we consider to be ghaib is a human perspective. Things are concealed or hidden from us because of physical barrier, you know, spiritual barriers, people's thoughts and minds we can't see. So all different kinds of things are there that we don't know things. And so we will say all those things are ghaib. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing ghaib. Even ghaib for Him is shuhud. It is obvious and apparent for Him. In Quran there are many, many ayat. Just one or two of them. أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ عَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Do not people know that He knows what people conceal and what people, you know, show in appearance? In one ayah says, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرُّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. Do not the people know that Allah knows their sirruhum, even their inner thoughts and their whispering? He knows about it. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. He is well aware of what is considered to be ghaib from our perspective. Yet this powerful, Almighty, our Creator, who has absolute control and knowledge of the whole universe, knows everything about us, but yet He shows His own mercy and compassion by not exposing our weakness and our sins to others. And therefore we call Him Sattarul Uyub. An imam says, لا يكون المؤمن مؤمنا. A mu'min cannot be known as a mu'min until he has three qualities. One from السنة من ربه. And that sunnah or quality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this issue of being, you know, كتمان السر.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. From IRIB English Radio, inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam friends, and here is a wonderful prescription for your health by Imam Ali, peace upon him. Eating 21 red raisins every day before breakfast saves from all diseases except death.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This hadith is about table manners. As you know, Islam is a complete religion. It's a way of life. It has rules and regulations for everything, every aspect of life, from, you know, the way we use the bathroom, all the way up to how to rule and govern a country. There's nothing that Islam doesn't have rules and regulations for. And that's what why the enemies of Islam, by the way, are so afraid of it. And because there's nothing that Islam has not mentioned and spoken about and has not expressed an opinion about. One of the things that Islam talks about is table manners. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Hassan alayhi salam alludes to 12 things that every Muslim should know about table manners. Imam Hassan alayhi salam says there are 12 things that every Muslim should know about table manners. Four are mandatory, meaning four are obligatory and necessary. Four are recommended, not obligatory, but recommended. And four are general manners. Right, so the Imam divided these 12 manners, table manners, into three categories of four. The first are obligatory, the second are recommended, and the fourth are general manners. The mandatory are the following: knowledge of the food, one; two, to be content with it, to be happy with it; three, mentioning the name of Allah before it, saying the Bismillah before you eat; and four, offering thanks to him afterwards. Right? So first you have knowledge of what you're eating. Make sure it's not something haram. Make sure it's not something prohibited. Make sure it's not impure. Make sure you have acquired it through lawful means. Secondly, you should be content with it. Whatever you have, you should be content with it, whether regardless of whether it is, you know, an opulent kind of dish or not. It's a simple dish. Third, you should say the name of Allah before you eat it. And fourth, you should offer your thanks to Allah afterwards. This is the first category. The second category, meaning the recommended acts, are the following. First of all, ablution before eating, making wudu before you eat. Second, sitting on one's left side, meaning I guess leaning on one's left side. Three, eating with three fingers. So eating with your hand, first of all, a lot of us don't do this anymore. And then also using three fingers to eat. And the fourth is licking the fingers or licking the hand that you've eaten with after you're finished. And the general manners are eating from the closest spot to you. Meaning if there's something close to you, eat that. Don't reach out and stretch your arm out towards the thing that is the dish that is far away from you. Secondly, taking small bites when you eat. Third, chewing well. And finally, looking less at people's faces when you're eating. When you're eating, don't look at somebody else at the table who's eating. This is embarrassing for them. These were the 12 manners of eating in Islam, according to Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on here Hadith of the Day. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are with Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Rohullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome. And how are you, Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's good. Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Thank you so much. Welcome. I really welcome you all. So in this session, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 87 and 88, the two verses in Surah Ali Imran on page 61, right? So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين and خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. So let's listen once, everyone.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
Great recitation, alhamdulillah. I really loved it. So Hassan, can you read it once? Ayah 87?
Yes, sir.
A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
أحسنتم. Thank you. Hussein, can you read the next ayah?
Yes, sir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينذرون.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله. Now we will explain these two verses, then inshallah we'll move on to the tajweed rules. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Their requital, okay, is their punishment. The punishment of those who what? Those who wrong themselves, okay? كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِمْ مُرْتَدِّينَ, okay? Those who commit irtidad. Okay, apostasy, like they believe once and then they again turn away and then they disbelieve to their faith. So, what is their punishment? Their punishment is that there shall be upon them the curse of Allah, the angels, and all mankind. لعنت الله ولعنت الملائكة ولعنت الناس أجمعين. They will remain, خالدين فيها, they will remain in it, in that curse, in that عذاب, forever. لا يخفف عنهم العذاب. And their punishment shall not be lightened, shall not be decreased. ولا هم ينظرون. Nor will they be granted any respite. Okay? They will not be, like, paid attention to them. Nobody will pay attention to them, okay? ولا هم ينظرون. Guys, these two verses talk about the punishment of those who commit irtidad. Okay? They believe once and then they turn away and they disbelieve. They're committing irtidad. Alright? So about the rules and the ahkam of irtidad, I told you in the previous verses that inshallah you can refer to the Islamic rulings. Okay? That so someone who commits irtidad. Okay? We have two types of irtidat, irtidat fitri and milli in ahkamic rulings, okay? And then inshallah, you refer to the tafasir books as well as the ahkamic rulings, inshallah, okay? In the discussion about irtidat, okay? So, Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein, let's move on to the important tajweed rules that we'll mention, inshallah, and our brothers and sisters will for sure listen, inshallah, and take notes.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. Our brother Hassan recited this ayah. Now let's mention the important tajweed rules. Then Hassan will recite them with tajweed rules. Okay?
Yes.
أولئك. The mad is wajib, right?
Yes.
Since the alif, ula, and the hamza, ika, are in the same word, in the word ula, ika, ula, Ka is like the letter for takhatub, for khitab, for talking. Ula, ika, O Prophet, they are. Look, ka means O Prophet, you. Ula, means those. O Prophet, those are. Okay? Talking to the Prophet, pointing to them. Ulaika, O Prophet, I'm talking to you. They are about they. Okay, about them, okay? They are. Ulaika jaza'uhum. They are those who their punishment is, okay? Like this. Ulaika. So, mad is wajib for how many counts?
Six.
Six counts, okay? Ulaika. right? Six counts. Jaza'uhum. So, Hussein, is the mad in the word jaza'uhum, is it wajib as well? Mandatory?
I think it's not wajib.
It's not. Jaza'u. Jaza'.
Yes, jaza' is another word.
Jaza' ends with hamza.
Yes, but yeah.
It's mandatory. It's wajib, right? Yeah. Wajib muttasil. So it says well, wajib muttasil. Jaza hamza is in the word jaza, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Ulaika jaza'uhum. So we should stretch the sounds. Okay, both are wajib. Anna nun mushaddad hasan. You should produce a nasal
sound.
Nasal sound. Anna ghunna sound. Alayhim. La'natullahi. Do not read it la'natullah. Okay. Anna, when the word when the noun comes after anna, okay, we have an ismu anna, okay, is mansub. It's called, you should read it with fatha la'nata, not la'natu. La'natullahi. And also the word Allah, the letter and the word Allah, the letter lam, is pronounced with a light sound or heavy sound?
Heavy.
Heavy, because
there fatha.
Is a fatha before la'nata. Okay, if you join it to the word Allah, Allah is pronounced with an a sound. Allah. La'natallahi wal malaikati wan nasi ajma'in. Malaika, we've mentioned a lot. It's wajib, the mad, yes? Stretch it. Wan nasi, hamzatul wasl is escaped. Noon mushaddad, nasal sound as Hussein, as Hassan said. Ajma'in, jim sakin. Hussein, what is the rule for jim sakin?
Qalqala.
Qalqala. You should produce an echoing sound, a bouncing sound. Let it jump. Aj.
Yes.
Ajma'in. And stretch the sound at the end. Okay? Let me read it once and repeat after me.
أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
أحسن. لعنة الله. أوكي. تا. طانه. لعنة الله. So تا. تا is not a heavy word. Yes. Heavy letter.
Yeah.
So next ayah. خالدين فيها. خا. An A sound. Make sure it is a heavy letter. خالدين فيها. Ha is a light word, a light letter. خالدين فيها لا يخفف. Make sure that تشديد on fa. لا يخفف. And خا is a heavy letter as well. عنهم العذاب. عنهم. Nun ساكن plus ha. The rule says it is. عنهم. Noon says
plus ha.
It says what?
Izhar.
Nothing. Don't do anything with the noon. Okay, just read it. عنهم. Pronounce the noon. عنهم العذاب. Pay attention to the pronunciations of the letters. عين and ها. ها. ولا هم ينظرون. ينظرون. Hassan, tell us what comes after noon ساكن. ينظرون.
What comes after a second?
Yeah. Yunvarun. Va. Yes?
Yes.
So, va is from the rest of the letters. You should pronounce it with hiding sound. The noon. The noon. Yes? The sound of noon will be hidden. Walahum yunvarun. Right?
Yes.
Let me read it. Repeat after me. خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
أحسنتم. This is the way we recited with Tajweed rules. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Okay, that's from us for today, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with IRB English Radio up to this point. Allah bless you, inshallah wa ta'ala. So we'll be here again with you in the coming sessions. Tomorrow, the same day, stay with IRB English Radio with next coming Quranic sessions. So, Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, a bunch of thanks to you for being with us today. Any questions, anything to say?
No.
Not. Allah bless you, inshallah. Include us in your du'as, and may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Al-Mahdi, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
وإليك يا رب مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك. You have decreed your worship for your servants. وأمرتهم بدعائك. You commanded them to supplicate you. وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَ. And you assured them that they would be answered. فَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِي وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّ مَدَدْتُ يَدِي. So towards you, my Lord, I have turned my face, and towards you, my Lord, I have extended my hand. As we concluded in the previous episodes, there are some important conditions to be met before the acceptance of supplications. These conditions, these prerequisites, are those that can be found in the different traditions and the different verses of the Holy Quran. We were having a look at the different stories, traditions narrated about these conditions. For example, it is narrated in Manaqib of Ibn Shahr Shub from the worthy book of Shaykh Tusi that a woman was circumambulating around Kaaba and a man was in the same row. The man stretched his hand toward the woman with an evil intention when suddenly his hand got stuck firmly to the woman's body. As a result, both of them stopped their circumambulation. The agents of law, the law forces, brought them to Mecca's governor, and he called on the jurisprudence to issue a verdict about this odd case. All of them ordered to cut the man's hand because of the great sin he had committed beside the Kaaba. Then someone suggested asking the opinion of Imam Hussein alayhi salam before cutting the sinner's hand. Imam Hussein alayhi salam came towards Kaaba and began beseeching to the Almighty until the man's hand was separated from the woman's body. Then Imam alayhi salam was asked, should the sinner be penalized? Imam alayhi salam stated, why should you punish him while Allah has forgiven him?
Verily, you have ordained for your servants your worship and bidden them to supplicate unto you and have assured them of your response. So my Lord, I look earnestly towards you, and towards you, my Lord, I have stretched forth my hands. Therefore, by your honor, respond to my prayers and let me attain my wishes. And by your bounty, frustrate not my hopes and protect me from the evils of my enemies, from among the jinns and mankind.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we could never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. Indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
So, dear listeners, the mercy of the Almighty Allah is like an ocean. It encircles all of us. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has narrated from his father, from his grandfather, that people of Kufa came to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam complaining for lack of rain and famine. They asked him, call upon Allah to send us rain. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam told Imam Hussein, ask Allah for rain. Imam Hussein alayhi salam praised Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then called upon Allah. And he said, O the bestower of the blessings, O the descender of rain, send beautiful rain for us to save your servants from inability. Amen, O Lord of the worlds. When his prayer finished, it rained heavily. An Arab came from another region of Kufa and said, I saw so much water in hills and valleys that it was as if the water waved. So we must ask the Almighty Allah, O Allah, satisfy the thirst of all the people of us. A young man once was passing an alley when he saw a bird on a tree branch. He shot an arrow towards it, but it hit the son of garden's owner and killed him. Some innocent passers-by were arrested from around the garden for the crime. The young man came to the garden and asked, what's the matter? He was answered, someone shot this boy with an arrow. The young man said, bring me the arrow so that I may tell you. Then he said, I threw this arrow for hunting, but it hit this boy. I am the murderer. The boy's father said, I know you did it accidentally, young man, but why did you confess to your fault? The young man answered, in hope of your mercy, so that you would forgive me because of my confession. Because of my confession, I ask you to forgive me. So the father forgave him. We ask the Almighty Allah, O the most generous of the generous, we confess to all our sins. In the beginning of this Kumail supplication, we asked you, Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tahtiku al-isam. We asked you to forgive every kind of sin. We ask you, we confess to all our sins so that you may forgive us by your indefinite mercy. O Allah, you are the one who satisfied the thirst of all the people. You satisfied the thirst of the people of Kufa with the prayer of your sincere servants. O Allah, grant us the rain of your mercy to clear us the sins from your book of deeds. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
And every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Deen al-Islam, deen wal-Ardham, ghayru deen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Allah, ya Allah.
We are going to talk about three types of blood discharge. Well, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching, one can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And also with our guest speaker, as promised, we are going to talk about the different kinds of blood discharge experienced by women. But this one in particular, we're going to talk about nifas. Sheikh Javid, you know, you delineated and described different kinds of blood discharge experienced by the ladies in the previous episodes. You talked about the different types of istihada, for example, and you differentiated from the haiz, right, and the menstruation. And now